There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to Be More Cleverer. If you like what you hear, obviously, follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you're not already, at Be More Cleverer. We post fun stuff there, remind you when we're going to be putting new episodes up, all that kind of thing. And make sure you rate us on your generic podcast app, probably iTunes, let's be honest. What do you want to rate us? I mean, it's totally up to you.
Five.
Five.
Stars.
What was your favourite boy band in the 90s?
NSYNC.
Five.
Oh, five.
God's sake.
I got it now. Nice to see you.
Why are you angry with me already?
No, I'm actually angry at myself.
Why?
For being here.
For being in my presence.
I'm really good, actually.
Why are you being weird?
I'm not. I'm just like fine. I'm like enjoying myself, okay, life-wise.
I'm here with some knowledge for you. So.
Okay.
Before we begin,
yeah,
I found out something this week and I need you to tell me if it makes me stupid for not knowing it or not.
I'm interested.
Found out this week that port is from Portugal.
The drink port, is that short for Portugal?
It comes from Portugal. That's why it's called port. Did you know that?
No, but can we quickly, just an aside, talk about port?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like a strong wine type thing, but you have it in a short amount. You don't have it.
So you'd have it in like a little shot, but
yeah, like a sherry glass.
A sherry glass. Now it seems so obvious,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, so Jackson, it's time for me to teach you all about a thing.
Yeah.
So a few episodes ago, you gave me a bit of a profile on somebody. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Who? You don't remember?
Well, I was going to say last time was P.T. Barnum, no?
Oh, actually, yeah. I was thinking about Melania. But yes, also P.T.
But yes,
Barnum.
Melania too.
Yes. So you've given me a couple of profiles then about people, about stuff. And it's inspired me. I thought I'd tell you all about a particular person.
Oh, okay. I'm into
loads
that.
Of stuff.
I'm into that.
And we're going down the film avenue. And the person I'm going to tell you all about today, you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want a roll, please? Tom Hanks.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
What Tom a cool vibe. What no. I love Tom Hanks. And
who doesn't love him?
I love his Desert Island Discs.
Me too. Partly why I've done this.
Okay.
So you might know some of this stuff already.
No, but I... Is it just me or do you not take anything in?
Yeah, not really.
I just like it.
Yeah.
I couldn't actually tell you a thing about Tom Hanks other than films he's been in, obviously.
So, do you want some facts?
Please.
You'll know this. I'm sure you'll remember this from Desert Island Discs. He collects typewriters.
I did know that.
Yeah, he owns around 80 of them.
80?
80. Where does he put them? I don't even know. I mean, he's rich, isn't he? He's been nominated for Best Actor at the Oscars 5 times.
Wow.
He has an asteroid named after him. And a bonus fact, he's an Aston Villa fan.
I feel like maybe I knew that too, or I knew he liked football. Wow.
Oh, I just won't tell you anything then, shall I?
No, but no, I just know I'm enjoying.
What's his middle name?
Don't know.
Because I'll tell you that. It's Jeffrey. Thomas Jeffrey Hanks was born in a city, you're going to love this, called Concord. We love the Concord.
Concord.
We did
Concord.
An episode on that. In California on July the 9th, 1956.
Great.
He came from a religious family and was very shy growing up, but described his teenage self as a Bible-toting evangelical. Sounds fun, right? Just your type. but, you know, he gets better. So he's not really like, yeah, you know, that doesn't sound that fun. But, you know, the Tom Hanks that we know and love comes later. He says he wasn't that popular at school with students or teachers, but he was well behaved. He was never going to be a rebel, was he? Really?
No, never.
He studied theatre at college and went to plays on his own a lot.
Have you done that before?
I've been to cinema on my own.
I go to the cinema alone, but not plays. Plays is quite a commitment, I feel.
Yeah. No, I've not been to a play. I don't go to that many plays, to be fair. Mm. Just watch Netflix at home on my own. Is that the same?
Same.
Sort of. So he moved to New York City. In
the bright lights.
The Big Apple in 1979. And he got some TV bits, did some low budget movies. I've read up quite a lot on him the past few days, and I don't really sense that much of a struggle, but I mean, they probably just don't write about him living in some bedsit somewhere, which I'm sure he probably did for a bit.
Yeah, he must have.
But anyway, he landed his big TV break in a program called Bosom Buddies. Like us.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And it ran for 2 seasons, and critics liked it, but it didn't get that many views. Got 2 seasons, though. It's about 2 men who dress as women so they can live in a cheaper women-only hotel. Sounds great.
Oh, my God.
Get that on Netflix.
Creepy, though.
Yeah, I'm sensing... I don't know if it's... I don't know if it will have aged well.
Yeah, probably
not.
It's in
the 80s. Sounds
in bad taste.
Cool. And a producer on the show said, the first time I saw him on set, I thought, too bad he won't be in television for long. I knew he'd be a movie star in 2 years.
2 years, specifically 2 years.
2 years. No sooner, no longer. And his career really took off after he had a guest appearance in Happy Days. These Happy Days.
He was in Happy Days.
A guest appearance, just one episode or something.
Okay.
And Ron Howard, famous director man, saw it, and he cast him in Splash.
What, Splash?
Splash. You know Splash.
I actually don't think I do.
The mermaid rom-com. Falls in love with a mermaid. Or is he a mermaid? I can't remember.
Was it the Fiji mermaid?
No. That's from a previous episode.
Same.
Be More Clever enthusiasts will have enjoyed that one.
Callback.
And, Year fans. That was in 1988,
have you,
by the
be
way.
Be honest with me. Have you seen Splash?
Yes. It's quite often on at Christmas.
Is it like a big film?
Medium.
Okay.
It was all right. It was, yeah, cool. So let's move on to his bigger roles.
Yes.
Back roles. he had a few kind of medium-y sized roles after Splash. Mm-hmm. But his next big gig came in the form of Big.
Okay, Big I do like.
The film where he dances on a big piano. Yeah. Basically, that is what happens in that
film. I've been on the piano.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Although...
Where is it? In New York City?
It's in a toy store in New York, but the one they use in the film is not the real one.
Oh.
But I've been on the one that it's based on.
Oh, less good. Okay. and Big earned him his first Oscar nomination, but we're going to talk more about those later on.
Okay.
So don't ask me anything about that yet, because we're going to get to it, Jack. Hold your horses.
Okay, I won't rush you.
In 1992, he starred in A League of Their Own, which I hadn't heard of. Had you heard of that?
No.
Apparently it was like a decent film. And he gained 30 pounds for that film. Crazy.
Okay.
And pretty much from then on, from A League of Their Own, if you look at the list of films he's done...
Since then?
From then on consecutively, it... makes sense that he established himself in this time as this really dependable actor who's going to make your movie loads of money. So it went A League of Their Own. This is all in a row.
Okay.
It went from A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, That Thing You Do, which I hadn't heard of, but it's got 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Toy Story 2, The Green Mile, Cast Away, Road to Perdition, Catch Me If You Can. All in a row.
Oh my God.
Right, we've moved downstairs because, if you didn't know, we broadcast from a pub called the Queen Adelaide, who we love very much.
We do.
But they started pumping the Janelle Monáe.
Pumping Janelle, which we love Janelle.
We love Janelle Monáe.
Big fan.
We love her music. Anyway, Tom Hanks. So, before that, we were discussing all those films that he was in. So, I mean, that's just a list of films in a row that he did, which is mental. But that sort of explains how he became Tom Hanks, that everyone loves. And ended up making loads of films, loads of money.
Out of that list, what's your favourite?
I think Forrest Gump. Or Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like Castaway, but it's kind of bleak and it makes me sad sometimes.
So he's also known for having starred in several films with Meg Ryan.
Lovely Meg.
Lovely Meg.
What's she doing right now?
Don't know. Prob's rich anyway. She's got loads of money. She doesn't need to do any films. Or she's probably doing some. Hi, Meg. As if she's listening. I'm panicking like I might have offended her.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, Meg. So obviously they were in Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. Before that, they actually were in a film together called Joe Versus the Volcano. Not a classic like those.
Sounds bad.
Was a rom-com, though. Right. And it was the first one they were in together. They were also in a film together in 2015 called Ithaca, directed by Meg Ryan. Sounds like a favour for a mate to me.
Doesn't it? What did Meg have on Tom?
Nothing. He is a flawless human being.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so we were discussing before how he is he gained weight for a role.
Have you ever
for a role. He gained a couple of roles. And he also, he's done that loads of times. He gained and then lost 50 pounds for Castaway. Guess what? Started out.
Yeah.
Kind of bulky.
Bulky.
And then really got skinny. And he lost 35 pounds for Philadelphia as well. So those are some of his parts we've discussed. We've discussed his parts. And we can't not talk about one other part that he had. Not a film. But he obviously starred in Carly Rae Jepsen's music video.
Yes, he did.
I Really Like You.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Great. Great turn from him.
Let's quickly talk about the Oscars as well. So he was nominated for 5 Oscars.
Yeah.
For Best Actor.
Okay.
For Big, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, and Castaway.
Which ones did he win?
Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
He won for Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Cool.
And he won in 93 and 94, 2 years in a row. Only the second actor to have done that.
That's cool.
And this is a fun, well, not fun, but this is a mad thing. So his acceptance speech for Philadelphia, he basically thanked his gay teacher, and the teacher hadn't come out, apparently. And whole event led to the plot of another movie called In and Out, in which a gay teacher is outed in an Academy Awards speech. So how did this film exist and we don't know about it?
What?
Yeah.
What? So not even like, oh, let's take it and a teacher is outed in a graduation speech.
No, it's based on the thing, yeah. Mad.
Does Tom Hanks have anything to do with that?
Don't know.
Okay.
Look it up yourself. I don't know. And he's also had some mad production credits of films he doesn't star in. I just thought we should talk about these. Because
you can so often bypass this.
I mean, he doesn't care. Hi, Tom. Are you listening?
Hi, Tom.
Cool. So he produced, or he was one of the producers of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Mamma Mia, and Starter for 10.
Mamma Mia?
Can you believe?
Can you believe?
And he also co-exec produced Band of Brothers, the World War II series.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I knew that, actually.
Going to talk a bit about his personal life.
Okay.
As we head towards the end of this episode. He had a short marriage to a lady called Samantha, with whom he had 2 kids, including actor Colin Hanks.
Yes, in Dexter.
I don't know. I looked at his filmography.
You
wouldn't.
You would hate Dexter.
Yeah, I've heard lots of blood.
Yeah, you'd absolutely hate it.
And remember, we talked about Bosom Buddies.
Womp womp.
He met his second and current
Rita
and
Wilson,
probably forever wife.
There. I love them as a couple.
Me too.
Obsessed. But I want to be them.
They married in 1988, and they have 2 kids together. So 1988 is their anniversary this year, 30th. Oh, cute.
That's cute.
Cute.
AF.
Love them. Arita is an actress and producer in her own right.
She is.
She worked on My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Mamma Mia, and Mamma Mia 2. What a coincidence that her and Tom Hanks both worked on these movies.
What's something to do with Mamma Mia.
And she's done loads of other stuff too. And going to wrap up by talking about what he's been up to in recent years. In 2016, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honour. Can you tell that I read this? The highest civilian honour you can receive by Barack Obama. He awarded that to him in 2016, basically before he left the White House.
Oh, God.
And that award is basically for your contribution to America.
To a thing. Okay, wow, amazing.
Fun fact, Barack Obama gave out the most of any president ever. You get a medal. Actually, I think Oprah actually got one. I'm not joking. I think she got one. She's like, yes, finally. I'm on the receiving end.
I bet Donald Trump has given out none.
He hasn't. I don't know if it's something you do towards the end, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that. Or maybe he's
only
just
I get the medals.
Dick and hasn't given any out. I don't know. But he hasn't. And he's quite tight with Barack. Another fun fact, during the 2008 election, Tom Hanks uploaded a video to his MySpace account endorsing Barack Obama.
Tom Hanks had a MySpace.
Hi, MySpace.
Is he MySpace Tom?
No. Imagine, plot twist.
That would be a plot twist.
And in 2017, he released a book of short stories called Uncommon Type, inspired by his love of typewriters.
Oh, the typewriters. I know
how
I know this.
How?
Because another amazing podcast called Making Oprah.
Love that. I've listened to all of it.
Yeah. Well, the adverts they have for other podcasts within that podcast, Matrix.
Meta.
Is one about someone interviewing Tom Hanks about his love of typewriters, which is why I knew your typewriter fact.
And also because you listened to Desert Island Discs.
No, but I didn't get that from that.
Oh. Okay, fair. Yes, so he wrote a book. We actually have it in my house. My flatmate has it.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to read it?
No. Maybe. On my Kindle.
You hate reading, don't you?
I don't hate reading. I'm just bad at it. Reading is hard. I'm reading Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets at the moment. I read it on the way here and it's really good. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Thank you, Katie.
Jonathan, questions?
Katie's arrived in 1997. Okay.
So if you're listening from wherever in the world, at this point we like to test each other with a few questions.
See if we were listening.
Just see if we're paying attention.
In my defense, we were disrupted severely.
No excuses.
It was very traumatic for me.
Getting his excuses in. Okay, question one. Name me three films starring both Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. Okay. Ithaca.
Yes.
Ithaca. Sleepless in Seattle.
Yep.
You've Got Mail.
Yes. Can you remember the fourth one? You've got a point already.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Correct.
Yes.
He's got a point. And which films did he win Best Actor for at the Oscars?
It was consecutively. And it was, first of all, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Second of all, Forrest Gump.
Correct.
Yes, Queen.
And which TV series did I mention that he co-exec produced?
Band of Brothers.
3 out of 5, my darling.
Oh,
you're going to get these last two as well.
What do you think?
Little Tom Hanks Kino over it.
Get your
restraining order out, Tom Hanks. You laughing? Okay, question four. Which UK football team does he support?
Oh, Aston Villa.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, and you got this last one. You've definitely got this last one. Look at your pensive, what is it, face? Who is he married to?
Rita Wilson.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding.
Five out of five.
Have you got 5 out of 5 before? I don't know, maybe.
No, I don't know if I have.
Well, Tom Hanks, you've got some knowledge there.
Oh,
do you
my
feel like
God.
You know a lot of stuff about Tom Hanks
yes.
now?
Yes, they were, I will say, Katie, really concise and really excellent research.
Brilliant. I'm glad you can say that.
Yeah.
I think so. Great.
Important stuff
more
covered.
Concise than the words I just said. But great, more than great, you can say that. I think so. Brilliant. Yeah, so Tom Hanks there.
Lovely.
I'm just obsessed with him now. I just want to go home and watch all those films.
I do. If you were to go and watch one of those films right now, which one would it be?
Sleepless in Seattle.
I kind of think...
Or You've Got Mail. I love You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
He's such a dick in it at first.
Yeah.
But then he gets great. And or Big. All of them. Basically, of them. I'm going to go on Netflix and type in Tom Hanks and see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to do the same. See you there?
Not at our individual houses, though. Not at my place.
All right.
I'll go back to mine. You go back to yours.
Okay.
Maybe we'll page each other at the same time. I don't know. We'll see.
Whatever.
Brilliant. See you next time.
Yep.
May.
Bye. was a good episode, wasn't it? Yeah. Because it was so good.
So good.
You should rate us 5 stars.
Brilliant. 5 stars, please.
It's you can do it on your generic podcast app. It's very important that you do that. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer. If you've got something to say, ask us literally anything. hello@bemoreclevera.com, and we can fulfil your deepest, darkest knowledge fantasies.
Jack will do that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.